I wanna wake up in the morning where the orange blossoms grow, where the sun comes peeping into where I'm sleeping and the songbirds say hello. I love the fresh air and the sunshine. They are good for us, you know. So I'll make my home in Florida, where the orange blossoms grow.
Thank you so much. Boy, this is a good-looking group tonight. This is one of the bigger crowds we've seen. We've been here a number of years, and this is a good group. Glad to be here. We got any native Floridians? Are you looking at four here, and we're proud of it. We're going to get right into some another bluegrass tune. This one's called the Winnsboro Cotton Mill Blues.
I've got the blues, I've got the Winnsboro cotton mill blues. Land, I've got the blues, I've got the blues, I've got the Winnsboro cotton mill blues. Lordy, lordy, spooling's hard. Well, you know and I know, you don't have to tell. Like when you work for Tom Watson, you gotta work like, well, I've got the blues, I've got the blues, I've got the Winnsboro cotton mill blues.
Take it, Mike.
Sergeant sitting at the desk, darned old fool, he won't give me no rest. He take the nickels off the dead man's eyes. Pie, Coca-Colas, and an Eskimo pie. I've got the blues, I've got the blues, I've got the Winnsboro cotton mill blues. Lordy, lordy, spooling's hard. Well, you know what I know, you don't have to tell. That when you work for Tom Watson, you gotta work like, well, I've got the blues, I've got the blues, I've got the Winnsboro cotton mill blues.
Thank you. We're going to slow things down here for just a second. We have been doing this for a number of years, as was mentioned, but for a span of 6-7 years, we did music as a profession, and we had the opportunity to travel around, play a lot of different places, meet a lot of the other musicians. One of our, I won't say one of our, I'm sure our favorite person that we were privileged to tour with and play lots of colleges and club scenes and what have you with was Gamble Rogers. And we admired Gamble as a musician. He was one of the best there ever was, but he was one of the finest human beings that ever was as well. We do this one in kind of tribute. This is a song Gamble used to do called Two Little Boys.
Each had a wooden horse. Gaily they played one summer's day, warriors bold, of course. One little chap had a mishap, broke off his horse's head. He wept for his toy, but cried with joy when he heard his brother say, "Do you think I could leave you crying when there's room on my horse for two? Climb up here, Jack, and stop your crying. We'll mend your horse with glue. And when we grow up, we'll both be soldiers, and our horses will not be toys. And maybe you will remember when we were just two little boys." Long years had passed, war came at last, bravely they marched away. Cannons roared loud, midst that wild crowd where wounded and dying Joe lay. Then came a cry, a rider dashed by, out of the ranks of the blue. He galloped away to where Joe lay, and he heard his brother say, "Do you think I could leave you dying when there's room on my horse for you? Climb up here, Joe. We'll soon be flying back to the boys in blue. But can't you see, Jack, that I'm all a tremble? It may be the flash and the noise, or it may be because I remember when we were just two little boys. When we were just two little boys."
Well, very quickly, we don't have a lot of time tonight, so I want to quickly introduce the band. Mention we're the Peyton Brothers. We are all brothers. As a matter of fact, I know this, the Florida Folk Festival is a kind of a family affair. Not only do we have the four brothers here tonight, our other brother, our sister is here, my mother, or our mother, I should say, and all our wives, kids, and the whole bunch. So we've really made a family affair of it tonight. Individually, Lee is the youngest of the group on mandolin, Michael on banjo. I'm Dan. This is John, the old man on bass here.
Here's an old bluegrass tune. We kind of quit doing a lot of traditional bluegrass stuff because everybody else was doing it. And we tried to find sources from other places. But this is an old one we heard when we first learned about bluegrass, and we finally decided to do a version of it ourselves.
Flattened Scruggs tune.
Yes, Flattened Scruggs. This is about as bluegrass as you can get. Maybe not the way we do it, but called Hot Corn, Cold Corn.
It's hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning, yes, sir.
Well, it's upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. See Uncle Bill just a-rarin' and a-pitchin'. Yes, sir.
It's hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Feather well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Won't you fill him up again? Old Aunt Peggy, won't you fill him up again? Ain't had a drink since I don't know when. Yes, sir.
It's hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare thee well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
And the children are crying. Here come the preacher, and the children are crying. Here come the preacher, and the children are crying. Chickens all are running, and the toenails are flying. Yes, sir.
It's hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir. It's hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir. It's hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a demijohn. Fare thee well, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
That's fun. I don't know if y'all liked it, but I had a good time. Someone asked us, we did a show over at the Marvel stage earlier today, and asked us to do this next song. If any of you have heard this band before, you've probably heard us do this tune. It's the one original that we have, what's the word?
We'll do on stage.
Yeah, that's suitable
it's marginal.
For a general audience, and it's kind of a marginal.
They haven't fired us for this one yet, so we're going to try it one more time.
This is Michael's tune, and I'll let him introduce it. It does have a story behind it. Some of you have heard before, but it's worth repeating, I think.
Yeah, it's a song about marriage, and I'm the only one up here that's never been married. It's not because I'm losing my hair. Maybe.
You lost something else.
Hey. But anyway, I was in the hospital when I wrote this. I was having a back operation and the
spine installed, I think.
Yeah, right.
It was rejected.
I was having a lobotomy to get on the level with my brothers. So there was a girl that brought my food every evening, and she kept asking me when I was going to write her a song because I had my guitar and banjo in the room, and she finally, after I was in there for 18 days, and she said, when are you going to write my song, damn it? So I got to thinking about what it'd be like to be married to her. So I told her to come back in an hour and I'd have her a song. So I wrote this song in an hour, and it's called Damn It. I think it's finally time that you should learn my legal name. Ever since our marriage vows, things just ain't been the same. Why can't you call me darling, sugar babe, or honey? You've gotten it wrong all along, and damn, it just ain't funny. Damn it, take the garbage out. Damn it, wash the car. With this word that you've referred to me, well, you've gone a bit too far. When I come home late from working, you say, damn it, where you been? Well, I'll load my gun and I'll have some fun if you call me that again. I was a redneck back then, too. On the morning of our wedding day, we both just couldn't wait. It was honey this and honey that, and things were going great. Until I turned and said I do, everything was fine. He pronounced us wed, you turned and said, damn it, now you're mine. Damn it, take the garbage out. Damn it, wash the car. With this word that you've referred to me, well, you've gone a bit too far. When I come home late from work and you say, damn it, where you been? Well, I'll load my gun and I'll have some fun if you call me that again. When the baby uttered his first words, I reached my final straw. I'm leaving you and that little creep, 'cause it really rubbed me raw. The last thing that you'll hear from me is the front door as I slam it. 'Cause his first word came out, mama. His second word was, damn it. Damn it, take the garbage out. Damn it, wash the car. With this word that you've referred to me, well, you've gone a bit too far. When I come home late from work and you say, damn it, where you been? Well, I'll load my gun and I'll have some fun if you call me that again. Yeah, I'll load my gun and I'll have some fun if you call me that again. Thank you.
Kids, don't get any ideas from that song now, because our mama would have washed our mouth out with soap if we'd have said that word. So don't go home and think you can get away with it either. You might get yours washed out. It ain't no fun, I know.
We got time for one more. We're going to wrap it up for this evening. Maybe we'll get a redemption here. We're going to dedicate this song. We were talking with someone behind stage earlier and said that this was one of Cousin Thelma's favorites, and in her memory, we'll do this kind of a gospel song here.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the road is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder.
When the roll
is called up yonder.
When the roll
is called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Morning when the saved earth shall rise, the glory of his resurrection share. When the chosen one shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll is called up yonder.
When the roll
is called up yonder.
When the roll
is called up yonder. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Talk of all his wondrous love and care. When all of life is over and my work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the When the road is called up yonder.
When the road is called up yonder.
When the road is called up yonder.
When the road is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the road is called up yonder.
When the road is called up yonder.
When the road is called up yonder.
When the road is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the road is called up yonder.
When the road is called up yonder.
When the road is called up yonder.
When the road is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
The Peyton Brothers, aren't they good?
Woo! That's right.
This next group is from Cuba. They live in Medley, Florida, and the name is Remembranzas del Cunoco. Okay, which means remembrances or memories of the countryside. And they explained to me that what they do is that the people who do this sort of creativity don't have anything in mind, that they start singing about whatever's going on, whatever they're doing, whatever the activity is. And so one of the senoras said to me, they might just walk up to you and start singing to you. And I thought, well, that would be nice. I would like that. And generally, the poems that they make up in this way are about 10 lines long. Welcome, Remembrances of the Countryside.
Well, we saw this sound speaking already.
One, two, yeah.
Okay. Un, dos, tres.
Yeah. Bien. There we go. Having a beautiful day over here. Woo! Ahí, pícale gallo. Entonces es Cuba, Guajiro.
Con su personalidad, mi conjunto se presenta. En esta noche parienta del campo y de la ciudad.
Viva mi bando con su bandera, que nuestra música nunca muera.
Hoy todo es felicidad, ha florecido el saúco y los recuerdos machucos en el pilón de la vida, dándoles la bienvenida, remember.
lembranzas del conuco. Viva mi bando con su bandera, que nuestra música nunca muera.
Sí, buenas noches a todos, good night to everybody. Ya tenemos con nosotros al zapateo cubano. Ahí vamos a ver, muchachitas. Okay, ahora from Cuba, the he just came from Cuba, we have Asbiel Benítez. Yeah. El romántico. Chícale, Guajiro. Pícale, Guajiro. Vamos a ver, Julio.
Es la décima un rosal del alma emanando esencia. Conciencia canta una nota inmortal.
Imagino, pícale.
Sueños de marcha triunfal en pensamientos dispersos. Honesta, seria y pulida en un contagio de versos.
Lindo por Julio Suárez. Bueno, en la musicalización tenemos a Víctor Martínez, tenemos a Máximo Díaz y Santiago Benítez. Bueno, y ya tenemos con ustedes a Andrés Pérez, el saltarín de Jaruco. Pícale, Guajiro, coge ese trillo.
Este anfiteatro se alza la décima mía.
Oh,
se alza la décima mía, honrando a la poesía y al público que idolatro. Yo que tengo más de cuatro rumbos en la inspiración, al marchar de este rincón hasta una estrella me elevo para ver si me los llevo dentro de mi corazón.
Beautiful. Bueno, ya tenemos a José Donate, el látigo indestructible. Pícale, guajiro.
Quiero que este festival todo lo mejor refleje. Quiero que este festival todo lo mejor refleje y al mismo tiempo me deje sabor a cañaveral. Encima inmortal continúe su ascensión. Que yo para esta nación de espíritu soberano le traigo como cubano el alma y el corazón.
Listo, guajiro, sí, ya tenemos a Melitón Perdomo, el príncipe jaruqueño. Pícale, guajiro.
Es una linda perla de antillano amanecer. Cuba es una linda perla de antillano amanecer. Ni debiéramos tener ojos verdes para verla. Aprendí a quererla, por ella yo siento amores. Sus paisajes seductores, que no le faltan detalles, porque en Cuba son los valles, campos de palmas y flores.
Guajiro, sí, ya tenemos a Gabriel Brito, la voz de Manicaragua, aquí del programa de aprendizaje. Así que ya tenemos a Gabriel Brito. Vamos a ver, Gabriel.
Y llega la décima mía, hecha de palma y bandera. Para todo en este día. A mi Cuba independiente.
Listo, guajiro, sí. Bueno, ya tenemos al pequeño de la décima, Javier Benítez. Échale, guajiro, romántico.
Y hace carbón de la leña. Es el maestro que enseña a su hijo en la niñez. Proceder sin doblez, así lo educa y lo cría, con muy poca ortografía, pero con mucha honradez.
Lindo Guajiro, sí, bueno, ya tenemos a José Donate, el látigo indestructible, échale Guajiro.
Se cuida como se cuida un rubí.
ilusión, quiero que mi corazón nunca se marche de aquí.
Listo, así nada más. Bueno, ya tenemos a Melitón Perdomo, el príncipe arqueño. Échale guajiro, pícale.
Yo vengo de verte llanos y de un rústico bohío. Que cobijo el padre mío con la palma de su mano. Hoy en suelo americano el alma se desespera. Mirando entre pueblos libres, soy flamear como anda mi bandera.
Linda, linda, bravo, bravo. Bueno, ahora tenemos Isabel, el pequeño. Vamos a ver el pequeño romántico. Échale guajiro. Del conjunto Remembranza del Conuco para todos ustedes, celebrando hoy los 150 años de aquí de la Florida. Okay, we're celebrating today the 150 years of Florida, and a happy birthday, and thank you for everybody to listen to us, and God bless America.
Remembrances del Cuono.
Good job. Good job. Thank you.
You know that old saying, you ain't seen nothing yet? It does not apply, does it? You've seen something. It's been good. And there's more. But there's a question. If you are the person who owns the red Schwinn bicycle back behind the stage area here, we're not going to give it a ticket or anything, but Bo Diddley wants to buy it. So, you know, if it's yours, and if it doesn't belong to anybody, I will sell it to him. Okay? Bob and Dana Kogut. And others. At the Florida Old Time Music Championship, there's an award that is given every year. It's called the Ed Fleming Award, and it goes to someone or in this case, two people who are considered by the judges to be excellent on their instruments and also who embody the spirit of old time music. And I can't think of anybody who embodies the spirit of old time music better than Bob and Dana. To me, that means that they're incredibly approachable, helpful, and supportive people of everybody who plays music in this state. They can play old-time music. They can play bluegrass music. They can play swing and jazz. In fact, I don't know what they can't do. Probably something that they don't want to do.
Check.
I mean, you know, that would probably be it. But they've assembled, as they always do, an incredible group of musicians with them tonight to be supportive of them on the stage. So make welcome Bob and Dana Kogut.
Passing of a train.
That's great.
Can we please have more bass in the monitor, please?
And guitar.
And guitar. Thank you. And, more fiddle on the maids, I guess. Thank you.
I'm Dana Kogut. This is Bob Kogut. I want to introduce you quickly to our great friends up here. Mark Johnson on the banjo.
Yeah.
Timmy Higgins on mandolin. Larry Dollimore on bass. And Diane DeLodge interpreting. Well, we're all from, I guess, Central Florida or further south. We live, I'll live a couple of hours apart, so we only get to play together a couple of times a year, so this is a treat for us. Hope you enjoy it. Larry Rice song.
Keep a lamp on, Sadie, let it shine. Leave it on so I can see. Keep a lamp on, say to let it shine, so I can find my way from the fields back to you. I know we need to talk things over, and I know things haven't gone so good. Keep a lamp on, say to let it shine, so I can find my way back home to you. Keep a lamp on, Sadie, let it shine so I can find my way back home to you.
John Henry.
Thank you. Romance.
Romance.
Do a little quick change here. Was Ernie said when he introduced us, we do all kinds of music, and I don't know where this one fits in. I don't know where this song fits in. Maybe lounge music or something.
Keep beat.
So anyway, snuggle up to your honey and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's cooled down enough so you won't stick to each other.
That's right. Won't have to peel you off later.
Go. Three.
Everybody's getting set back up here. Thank you very much. That's a Tim O'Brien song, by the way.
Know it.
We're going to feature a song off of Mark's album now, Mark Johnson on the banjo. Mark's got a great new CD out called Clawgrass. Real interesting combination of bluegrass and old-time clawhammer banjo. Got the Rice Brothers backing him up on it, and it is a hot record. So go up to the booth up there and check it out.
All right. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, see? He's great. And we've got a CD up there, too, called Heart of the Mountain, CDs and Tapes. And I appreciate if you go up and check those out afterwards, too. A few of these songs you're doing tonight are off of that.
Lots of guitar, lots of bass. Three, four.
stuff, Mark. I'd like to do one for you now, a song that I wrote called The Patchwork of Her Life. And I think we're about ready. Haven't recorded it yet, but we hope to soon. Most of her time these days she spends in a rocking chair by the fire on the porch, 'cause she still likes fresh air. Though she takes things slower now, her mind is moving fast. When she goes, she wants to leave something that will last. So from the old work basket that's always close at hand, pieces of the days and nights gone by. With every stitch her mind goes back and memories start to fly. In her hands are the pieces of a life so rich and long, a family bound by love and tears and a marriage that was strong. Left alone, each square is just a second lost in time. When she joins him with her love, it's a patchwork. Well, there's a denim worn spider silk from years spent on the farm. The calico she wore to dances in the neighbor's barn. A shirt that made his eyes so blue it took her breath away. When she feels it on her skin, she could see him clear as day. And there's a piece from every baby's dress that she ever made. From the old place when they moved to town, a small piece stolen from the hem of a graduation gown. Her hands are the pieces of a life so rich and long, a family bound by love and tears in a marriage that was strong. Left alone, each square is just a second lost in time. When she joins love, it's the patchwork of her life. Well, the man stole her heart when she was just a girl is gone. The children scattered far and wide with families of their own. When she works her quilt and dreams and all of them are near, her mind takes her back again to the one she holds so dear. Her hands are the pieces of a life so rich and long, a family bound by love and tears and a marriage that was strong. Left alone, each square is just a second lost in time. When she joins him with her love, it's the patchwork of her life. Thanks. And we'd like to do one for you now that is on our CD. This is an old favorite from North Carolina where I grew up, and it's called Waterbound. Thank you. We got time to do just a couple more. And we'd like to do one now for you, Bob and Ice. It's a traditional tune called Shiloh's Hill about the Civil War. And among many other things that were horrible about the Civil War was the fact that it often tore families apart. And that's what this song is about. It's called Shiloh's Hill. This was collected in West Virginia by David Morris. Come all ye gallant soldiers, a story I will tell about the bloody battle on top of Shiloh's Hill. It was an awful struggle, it'll cause your heart to chill. All for the bloody battle on top of Shiloh's Hill. Was on the 6th of April, about the break of day, the drums and fifes were playing for us to ride away. My feelings at that moment I do remember still, when first my feet went tromping on top of Shiloh's Hill. Early the next morning, the battle it began. Before the fight was over, we'd fit them hand to hand. The horrors of the battle did my heart with anguish fill. All for the sick and dying on top of Shiloh's Hill. My uniform of blue had turned a purplish red when someone on a flying steed did strike me on the head. I sent a bullet to his chest as he fell away. I saw the face of my father all dressed in bloody gray. Although we won the battle, my heart is filled with pain. For the one that brought me to this life I'll never see again. I pray to the Lord, consistent with his will. God bless the souls of them poor boys died on Shiloh's Hill. Thank you very much. We just got time to do one more. We want to bring out a special guest here. Gabe Val is going to pick one with us. And we're going to end up tonight with a little bit of Bill Monroe's Old Dangerfield. Appreciate y'all coming out. Hope you enjoy the rest of the evening. There's some great stuff coming up.
Dave Bell.
Bob and Dana Kogut and their talented friends. Not bad. Thank you, Bob. Thank you. Woo! Mark Johnson on banjo. Well, here we are in the thick of it, you know. Saturday night, White Springs, and now we've got a setup. So this is the MC's nightmare. There'll be about a 10-minute setup here, so there's several things we could do. One is, okay, check your pockets. Uncle Ernie, tell us a story. I'm not sure that I'd do that, but I probably will, just because you said that. First thing I'd like for you to do is check your pockets, see if you have any money left. If you have any money left, go over to the FOF tent, join the Friends of Florida Folk. $15, be cheap at half the price, or at twice the price, and for this money, among other things, you get a monthly newsletter that will tell you everything that's going on in folk stuff in Florida. There will be dancing and crafts and music. All sorts of anything that has to do with bluegrass is also in there, so it'd be well worth your while. The other thing is you might want to buy some tapes, some cassettes, some CDs of the people who are performing here tonight. Particularly, I just found out that Mark Johnson, the banjo player, has a CD up there, so don't buy them all. I'm going. What you can't get up there anymore, I'm told, are these shirts, because there's only one left. Look at it. This is it. This shirt is now a collector's item, and I will be taking bids. Actually, I'll take it up there in a little bit so somebody can buy it. Another thing you might want to do is turn to the person next to you if you don't know them and just say hi and introduce yourself. Go ahead. It'll be like going to church. Hi. Yeah, I knew you'd have a good time. Okay, now having done that, ask the person next to you if he or she can explain logarithms. Remember logarithms from high school? Remember trigonometry? The only person I know who can explain logarithms is Bob Stone. He understands these things. Okay, now I'm going to tell you some of the things that are going to happen tomorrow. So you can either listen to me or talk among yourselves, but these are good things. Be sure and go up to the top of the hill to the Sesquicentennial Folklife area. It's in front of the Visitor Center. They've got some long-standing traditions and some newer traditions to Florida, including things like cow whip making, Japanese dancing, gospel singing, old-time string band music, Colombian dance, Seminole storytelling, doll making, and Nicaraguan dance. Also, Don't go home tonight. Don't go home tomorrow. Stay until tomorrow night, because, you know, this doesn't end until we leave here tomorrow night. Over 24 hours from now, we'll be starting at the amphitheater. And just like Jim Billy and Bo Diddley are our headliners tonight, tomorrow evening we're closing with the ever-popular Don Grooms, who, yeah, I know it. He's a popular guy. At the Old Marble Stage tomorrow, from 10 o'clock until 6:30, there will be music. At the Azalea Garden, from 10 until 6, there will be music. And there will be workshops behind the visitor center. So you people who brought those instruments along and you would like to play them but you don't know what to do with them, you take them to the workshop of your choice and find out what's going on. Also go down and see the Seminole Camp, which is near that exit. Now, I think that's called the south exit. I always get my directions confused here. Food is at the Old Marble Stage, at the visitor center, at the thing that looks like it used to be a road that goes down from the visitor center. It actually did used to be a road. And then out on this road behind us here, there's several food vendors, including a vegan vegetarian. Somebody clap for vegans? Yeah, I thought so. Okay. Don't forget the storytelling. At the, yeah,